came out pretty strong to start the game. What was the key to turning that around?
You know, it's an afternoon game. You know, you got to get your legs under you. And obviously that wasn't the first that we wanted. But Helly made a lot of big saves to keep us in it. And, you know, we had a good talk in the intermission. And, you know, we stepped up our game and it showed.
What did you guys start to do better in that first intermission that was able to lead you to turning the game in complete control?
We just, you know, we simplified our game. We got puck every time we got to the red line. We made sure we got it in, even if they broke it out. We continued to get it in behind their D. You know, every shift, and I think that just, you know, will wear down teams. You get more offensive zone time. You get shots from the point, and you know, good things happen from there.
How important of a game do you think it was for the defensive pairings to come in and put up such an offensive production like that?
Yeah, we have great defense. Obviously, it's nice seeing, you know, healthy back end. So, you know, it was good to have JMO back tonight. You know, and it shows. We got a lot of talented players back there, and you know, all six of them, you know, played solid.
Mark, what does it say about this group when you score seven, but seven different scorers, power play, shorthanded, even strength, defensemen, forwards, all chip in?
Yeah, it's a good thing for sure.
On that hit in the second period there, why is it important for you to jump right in after the hit's made?
We stick up for our teammates when bad things happen, we're a brotherhood, and you know, we got to stand up for each other.